In humor, the obvious sometimes is very funny, although it's not always a solution to our problems. No matter where you go, there you are. Not much of a solution. Or the obvious, doctor, it hurts when I do that. Don't do that. But there's wisdom in that. In today's gospel, Jesus, after coming down from the mountain, after being transfigured, is faced with a problem. There's a son who has a great problem. In Greek, the original word is he is moonstruck, which people attributed either to demon possession or any kind of physical ailment. Whatever it is, he has a problem. The spiritual, mystical experience on Mount Tabor doesn't give Jesus any reason to say, well, I don't want to deal with those problems. I'm a spiritual person. No, for the Christian, the spiritual life, the Christian life, is always a source and an impetus to solve life's problems, or even to walk with people in their difficult journeys if you can't solve it, but never to walk away, to turn away. To go there and say, I need to do something. Why do I say this? Because sometimes when we have a problem, we have very bad solutions. It's like the guy who said, there was a room on fire in my house, so I burned down the whole house. The logic in this is, how often do we, when we're faced with a frustrating situation, or even disappointment in ourselves, we say, ah, the heck with it. It's all gone, it's all lost. Or if someone comes to us and they did something wrong, how often do we say, I told you so, you shouldn't have done that, good for you, you get what you deserve. Really? Well, thanks for the help. I'll call the suicide hotline next time. Christianity has a beautiful triage methodology. You know, in the military, and triage is reversed. You get the strongest person healthy first so they can go back into the fight. But in the civilian life, you look at the persons who are the weakest and most in need of help, and they come first so you can save a life. So when you have a problem, or your friend has a problem, an issue, the obvious thing is solve it where it is. Don't talk about history. Jesus didn't come up to the father and said, you know what, your son's had this problem for years. You should have solved it. What's your problem? And then he walks away. He says, let me heal. Let me take care of this issue. As Christians and as human beings, whatever you are, do this kind of triage in your own life, a spiritual triage. Stop and take a small step forward. That is part of the solution. Even if you can't save that room that is burning in your house, you can save the house. Never be afraid to be humble enough to say, yes, I did this wrong. I caused this damage. I have this disappointment. But the Lord has given me the grace and the courage to stop and to change my life today. Every moment in your life is opportunity to stop and to change. The temptation will always be, you can't do it. Look how much damage there is. You can't solve it. But isn't a moment of good choices better than continuing a bunch of bad choices? So if it hurts when you do that, don't do that. Even if it's at the last moment, you have a moment of peace, a moment of healing, or that moment may give you a whole new life. Slava Iisusu Hristu.